The Chamber of Commerce January breakfast meeting has been held at the Penventon Park Hotel and has had a briefing from Alex Kirby, who's the senior advisor for your London airport, Gatwick. And they're going around the country getting support for a second runway at Gatwick. Obviously, we've also heard previously about Heathrow, and we know that Boris Island is now has now sunk, I suppose, is the best way to say it. So, Alex Kirby, let's just briefly say, why should Cornwall support a second runway at Gatwick?
The only connectivity that Cornwall has through Newquay Airport is currently to Gatwick, three flights a day. It's not served to any other UK airports that can then connect them on to the rest of the world. Gatwick, with additional runway capacity, will continue to be a relatively low-cost airport, which can support Flybe and other low-cost carriers, which would not be possible at Heathrow.
Why wouldn't that be possible at Heathrow?
The landing charges there under the current regulatory model will make it impossible for low-cost carriers. There are no low-cost carriers operating out of Heathrow today, let alone if they were to build the new runway and their passenger charges were to double. It's just uneconomic.
But the landscape of aviation and tourism and travel, by the time these places have been built, is likely to have changed quite considerably. How can we be sure that the Gatwick option is the best for Cornwall in that sort of timescale? I mean, just talk about those timescales.
Well, the timescale that the Davis Commission is considering is out to 2050, so 35 years from now, so a decision for our children and their children's children. What Gatwick will do over that time is that we will support all types of air traffic. So we will support the low-cost carriers, long-haul and short-haul. We'll continue to support the charter airlines, and we can support the likes of British Airways and Lufthansa, the legacy carriers. So we see the growth coming in the low-cost, long-haul and short-haul markets. Only Gatwick will be able to support that. It will be too expensive at Heathrow for those airlines to operate out of there. So we are a sustainable long-term solution for the UK's air transportation needs.
Now, we hear about the types of aircraft being more fuel efficient, but by 2050, we've reached peak oil, and oil supply is going to be a lot different, might be drying up in some places. How can we maintain this level of air travel and the traffic that you're predicting?
I think longer term, I'm not sure. We've certainly hit peak oil and it will be declining and continue to decline. But the airlines are already starting to operate with biofuels. And I see that as the way forward. Over the next 35 years, I think we'll see a gradual transition from the traditional jet aviation fueled engines towards biofueled engines. We have to move forward in that way in order to be a sustainable industry in the longer term.
When you talk about biofuels, what type of biofuels? Because there's some which come from your garden waste and there's some that come from chopping down rainforest.
There are a number of different biofuels currently in production. I'm not technical. I can't tell you exactly how they're produced and how they're going to produce them in those quantities. But I do know Lufthansa and I think Virgin and a number of other airlines are already trialling fleets run on biofuels.
Okay, so let's just quickly talk about your current relationship with Cornwall and having the linkage at the moment between Newquay and Gatwick. What is the immediate future for that, and are we going to see growth or are there questions?
No, I think the immediate future out for the first 4 years, which is the period that this PSO is in place.
Public service obligation.
Thank you. Will be in place for, will guarantee you an increase in service. You now have three daily flights to and from London Gatwick as opposed to two before the PSO came into effect. So I think that system will actually guarantee that with certainty. Beyond that time, I mean, the passenger numbers at Newquay this year are looking quite healthy. Seems to be back on the right track. There's good business and political continuity supporting the airport. So all of the right economic and political factors seem to be present here in Cornwall to ensure a positive development in the future.
And did you fly to Cornwall today?
I flew to Cornwall yesterday, 45 minutes from Gatwick. Beautiful flight all the way along the south coast.
Thank you very much, Alex Kirby.